for listening.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fighting raged for a third day Saturday between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces in Syria after IS attacked a prison housing jihadists, with the violence killing nearly 90 people. The assault on the prison in the northern city of Hasaka is one of IS's most significant since its so-called caliphate was declared defeated in Syria nearly 3 years ago. The head of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Rami Abdel Rahman, said at least 28 members of the Kurdish security forces, 5 civilians, and 56 members of IS have been killed in the violence. The Islamic State group launched the attack on Thursday night against a prison housing at least 3,500 suspected members of the jihadist group, including some of its leaders. Hundreds of jihadist inmates have been recaptured since the attack, but dozens were still believed to be on the loose. Relatives, members of the Houthi military, and their supporters on Saturday joined the funeral for a senior military official and several others who were killed in an airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition on Yemen's capital. General Abdullah Qasim al-Junaid, who headed the Air Academy, was killed when his home in Sana'a was struck in the aerial bombardment, which also claimed the lives of a number of members of his family and neighbors. On Friday, a coalition airstrike hit a Houthi-run prison in Sa'ada province on the border with Saudi Arabia, killing dozens of detainees and wounding hundreds of others. The Saudi-led coalition on Saturday denied carrying out the raid. The alliance said that claims that the coalition had ordered the raid were groundless. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday he had authorized the Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to send U.S.-made anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
The U.S. has fully endorsed the move. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted that Washington supported the nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for their long-standing support to Ukraine against what he calls Russia's unprovoked and irresponsible aggression. Moscow has massed tens of thousands of troops at the border with Ukraine, leading to fears of an invasion. Viktor Pichugin, a local resident on the Ukrainian side of the border, says tensions are high.
Like on the edge of something very terrible and scary.
Another local resident, Yulia Naporska, says Ukraine will defend itself at all costs.
If someone tries to take our freedom again, we will fight back.
I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 6 people have been killed after a blast ripped through a minivan in the western Afghan city of Herat on Saturday. The Herat commander, Malawi Ansari, told the Reuters news agency that 9 people had been injured. The cause of the blast was not clear. A health official in Herat, who asked not to be named, said an explosion hit a small van used for public transport just after 18 hours local time, and that 3 of the injured were in serious condition. Since the Taliban took over in August, a series of blasts and attacks, some claimed by the Islamic State group, have taken place across Afghanistan. The attacks have heightened the new administration's security challenges as the country spirals into an economic crisis. Thousands of protesters who oppose France's vaccine pass marched in Paris on Saturday, 2 days before the new measure takes effect on Monday. France's Constitutional Council on Friday approved with conditions the country's new COVID-19 vaccine pass, which will require people aged 16 and above to show proof of vaccination to enter public places like bars, restaurants, and cinemas. The new pass is part of President Emmanuel Macron's drive to make life difficult enough for the small minority of unvaccinated people that they are compelled to get COVID-19 shots. The protesters in France's 16th district marched across the River Seine towards the health ministry to demonstrate against the pass they call a violation of personal freedoms. Similar demonstrations were held in Sweden and in Britain. Reporting by remote, I'm David